now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Sherrick Insurance. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey everyone, it's Kel, and it's Talk of the Town on the third Tuesday of the month, so we got some exciting things today to talk about. We're going to have some people from the town. We got Mr. Ben Hooper here, as well as someone from the Findlay Toyota Center, and we're going to talk about events, we're going to talk about businesses, we're going to talk about commercial properties. And we're going to just basically get into what Prescott Valley has done in the past, what our plan is right now, and what we're going to do into the future. So I've had a lot of people reach out to me and ask me some questions that we're going to ask today. And we're going to put Ben on the spot to start off once we get back. And we're going to see what he has to say. So it's going to be exciting. And we're hopefully going to learn a little something. So that's what makes it important that you guys tune in. And also check us out on Facebook as well. Ask any questions that you might have for future shows that we go to. So with all that being said, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to take a break, and it's going to be, you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
It's easy to forget that local businesses are more than just big boxes that sell things. They're jobs, payroll, taxes, and half of an economic engine that keeps a community alive. So when a local business like Findlay Toyota Prescott asks for your business, it works for us all. You drive off with a set of keys and new car smell, and Findlay Toyota and their employees invest back into the Quad Cities. Salaries and wages for over 100 Findlay Toyota employees that will be spent with other local businesses. Taxes for schools, fire, and police. Donations for nonprofits and business supplies from vendors across the region. That's being part of the community. More than just cars, trucks, and SUVs, that's what being a good corporate neighbor is all about.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back. As the intro says, I'm Kel Palguda, mayor of Prescott Valley, and I'm here today with Ben Hooper, economic development coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley, and Sheila Anderson, the marketing manager for Findlay Toyota Center. So we got two great people that are going to generate some great topics and some great information that everyone's going to need to hear. So I welcome you guys both.
Thanks so much for having us.
Awesome. We'll start off with Ben. Many people might not know Ben. So can you just say a little bit about you? What brought you to Prescott Valley? Where did you came from? And like Ben in a nutshell is what we want.
Well, Ben in a nutshell, I don't know. I talk a little too much, I think, for a nutshell. But just to give a little bit of background, prior to coming to Prescott Valley, I started in my position in August of 2016. And prior to that, I worked in the Detroit, Michigan area for an organization called the Revitalizing Auto Communities Environmental Response Trust.
Wowzers.
Yeah, that became a little bit of a mouthful. So we created an acronym and went by the Racer Trust. And that was a bankruptcy trust that was formed following the bankruptcy of in 2009 of General Motors. And it was formed with the express purpose of taking the properties that GM was shedding from its portfolio during its reorganization and making sure that there was an entity, the trust, that was responsible for continued environmental remediation on those properties. And then what my function was, helping to position those properties for responsible redevelopment by companies that would bring jobs and capital investment back into those communities that were negatively impacted by the bankruptcy. So very interesting position, very cool experience. But we always used to joke that we were working to put ourselves out of a job. Because we didn't, you know, keep acquiring property or anything like that. So after we had disposed of most of the assets under roof, they gave me about a 9 months heads up to start looking for a new position. And I definitely had my eye on Arizona, in a Rust Belt state where I came from. It was kind of sad in some respects. I mean, not to bash my old hometown or anything, but it was a shrinking population and declining economic opportunities. And so I really wanted to look to an area that was the opposite. And that's what Arizona and specifically Prescott Valley had to offer. So
a lot more sun, a lot more smiles.
That's absolutely right.
A lot more friendlier people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So what exactly would you say you do for the town of Prescott Valley?
Well, I ask myself that every day, Kel. No, I'm just kidding. You know, the way that economic development is structured in Prescott Valley, we take a we call it a three-legged stool approach. So we have my position. I focus entirely on the commercial and retail business attraction aspects of economic development. Then we also have our Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation and their executive director, Mike Paredes, who works to bring in the more traditional base jobs, the manufacturing and industrial type business attraction.
Of course.
And they also do a lot in the way of business expansion and retention with our existing industry. And then our Chamber of Commerce is the third leg. And on different Tuesdays, you hear Chamber CEO Marnie Ewell on this station. And in addition to the myriad of things that they do as it pertains to economic development, their focus is also on business retention as well as tourism. And so, but moving back to just me specifically, I look at where are we deficient in the town as it pertains to different commercial and retail entities. And, you know, where is the need to ensure that our residents are being adequately served by that community? And then I reach out to those either specific retailers or the brokers who represent the retailers, in some cases developers in areas of town that are very much commercially underserved that I think could be a prime location for a new retail development at some time point in the future. That's when I'm interacting with commercial developers. And I just make sure that Prescott Valley stays top of mind for them.
Sure. So you, your job is basically you need to put the spotlight on Prescott Valley to let people know, let businesses know, and the brokers know, hey, Prescott Valley has all this great stuff to offer.
Exactly.
Because let's face it, they can't be sitting around in their office and they're not just saying, you know what? What about that Prescott Valley place? Let's see what they have to offer.
Well, and that is the truth. You know, a lot of the brokers and the major retailers, at least on the chain front, they're coming up out of Phoenix, and that's also a growing market. And
of course.
So sometimes these smaller markets, even though we have a very strong economy, we have a very strong market in the area, we do tend to sometimes be overlooked by brokers and whatnot in favor of the larger metro areas. And so, yeah, I just want to make sure that we stay on their mind because there is opportunity up here and there is money for brokers to be made up here just as there is in Phoenix. And so it's just making sure that that they see that benefit.
No, absolutely. So that's
important.
I'm
a little curious, as a resident, how do you find out from the area what stores you said that they want?
So part of it is based on when people reach out to me. And I always encourage anybody to reach out to me at any time. And just so folks know, my phone number is 928-759-3106. Or you can always reach out to me via email at bhooper, that's B-H-O-O-P-E-R, at pvaz.net. And let me know if there are certain stores or certain restaurants that you would like to see. I can't always make promises because sometimes people ask for things that wouldn't necessarily align with the goals, with the expansion goals of the retailers themselves. So everything has to kind of line up. But probably the biggest indicator, you both feel it from a resident perspective living there. Like, we do not have enough restaurants in Prescott Valley. And I think most people who are residents
Absolutely.
There would agree with that, that we need more restaurants. But I also had a gap analysis, what's called a gap analysis, performed in January of 2018, so still very much relevant. And what that does is it indicates within your trade area, the trade area being the geographic area where people come into Prescott Valley to shop, because, you know, the retailers don't care where the municipal lines start and stop, neither do consumers. They want to go to where the store is. And so what this gap analysis did is look at that region, that main pull, and look at how much money was being spent by folks that lived in that region outside of it on other goods. So, for example, $104 million is leaving the region for people to go outside of it to get something to eat.
And that's because we don't have what they want in Prescott Valley or in Prescott or in the Quad City area.
Exactly. And you're not going to recapture all of it. Some of it is people going on vacation. It's business trips. It's things that, you know, when it comes to restaurants, at least, reasons that they were going to eat outside of the area regardless. But, you know, I've been one of those people, too, where I say, hey, you know, I really want X, Y, or Z. And so I drive
Absolutely.
Over to Cottonwood, or I drive out to Sedona or up to Flag and enjoy, you know, a meal. And so what I'd really like to do, though, is have all of those options available right here in Prescott Valley.
No, that's huge. So with that being said,
I'd like to vote for Shake Shack, Old Navy, and Macy's. Those have my vote.
Sure.
I like it.
Link, you want to chirp in on that? No, on that list? You're okay?
Good.
All right. All right, Sheila, your turn to give us Sheila in a nutshell.
I grew up in California, and did a lot of events. I worked for the Outdoor Channel for a little while, executing events all around the country, and that was a lot of fun. So, definitely the same type of people in this area, same type of demographic. And then I got into e-commerce, went in a little different direction, so digital stuff like that, and then ended up back over here to be closer to family, and
Great.
So became the marketing manager at what is now the Finley Toyota Center.
Finley Toyota Center, how great is
so,
that?
So, yeah, oh my God, we were so excited to have a naming rights
just
partner.
Just got the signs. Were just installed last week, I believe.
Yeah, and I'm actually doing a user-generated contest, but the weather's been so terrible.
Okay.
trying to get people to get creative, submit a photo. You'll get Naz Sons tickets, a Finley Toyota mug, and some Finley Toyota swag. But all you have to do is just upload to the event site. You can find it on our Facebook page, or you can just hashtag Finley Toyota Center and FTC new sign on your Instagram or your Twitter, and that will enter you as well. It'll pull it in.
Great.
So Yeah, get your entries in by Thursday. We just kind of wanted to see how people could be creative and if they could get some cool photos. But you'll get some, you know, some cool stuff. But we're probably going to do something like that, too, for PBR coming up. So
the PBR is the next big event coming to Prescott Valley.
Yeah, it's one of the next big ticketed events. We're really excited for it. I'm thinking about doing a user-generated contest, a photo contest. I love all our businesses in Prescott and Prescott Valley that allow me to put up posters in their windows so that people know that we actually have these events coming out. So to give back, I really want to do a contest with them. So upload a photo of our poster, right? And what business did you see it at? And, you know, do something like that. Still working on the details,
right.
But yeah, I want to, like I said, I want to give back to the businesses for helping us out. And,
cause exposure is huge, right? I mean,
absolutely.
That is, if we're going to be successful as a town or as, you know, the Findlay Toyota Center, the key is having people know exactly what's going on and when, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you hear, cause I know I hear it where people are like, hey, I didn't even know
absolutely.
This was going on.
All the
and
time.
It's heartbreaking at that point where you're like,
yes.
Oh gosh, you would have loved it. Or the disappointment that they have when you tell them what it is and they go, oh, I would have loved to go to that.
Yeah. And we would have loved to have had them there.
Absolutely. So no, that's definitely huge. And the goal, I mean, that's awesome how you just involve other businesses and get them involved and go from there.
Yeah. So. I mean, the whole community is about, you know, working together and growing together. So we definitely, you know, appreciate them.
No, absolutely. So we're going to take a short break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Stay tuned.
Hello at Cliff Castle Casino, and you can win a share of over $30,000 in cash and prizes. Earn entries all month and bonus entries on Tuesdays. Drawings start on Sunday, February 24th at 4 p.m. with progressive cash prizes each hour through 9 p.m. At 8 p.m., you can win $5,000 cash, and at 9 p.m., one lucky winner walks away with $10,000 cash. Be one of the 30 winners on February 24th playing high-low. Visit CliffCastleCasino.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Have you noticed the air is cleaner in northern Arizona? Let me tell you about Patriot Disposal's fleet of alternative fuel trucks. Patriot Disposal's research and development team has built and operates northern Arizona's only compressed natural gas fuel station and fleet of CNG trucks. These trucks do not use any diesel. Zero diesel. That reduces air and noise pollution. Call the only trash hauling service to bring this clean, quiet, and friendly technology to your neighborhood. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Kel, and I'm the mayor of Prescott Valley, and I'm here with Ben and Sheila, and we're talking basically economic development, things that are hopefully coming to Prescott Valley, things we'd like to see in Prescott Valley, and what the event center is going to have to offer for us. So, Ben, why don't you just real quick tell us some of the things, the highlights of last year on what came to Prescott Valley.
Yeah, we had a lot of awesome businesses open their doors through 2018. Probably one of the most memorable and certainly one of the most highly anticipated was last January when the Chick-fil-A opened. I think when I started in my job, I got about a phone call every week at least with somebody looking for the new Chick-fil-A. People were really excited about it, and which made the owners really excited to open up shop
here in town. That is exciting. When you know that you got the community buzz going about your business, that's awesome.
Well, and that has been doing very well. And like I said, they just celebrated their first year. Also, that's over in the Crossroads Shopping Center off of State Route 69. Also in that same shopping center, I think it was in April, we saw K Jewelers open, which yes. I believe is our, and I apologize if I'm wrong here, but I think that's our first jewelry store in Prescott Valley. There might be a smaller locally one, and I apologize again if there is, but it does not come to mind.
Other than what you can maybe purchase inside Kohl's or Walmart.
Exactly.
But an actual standalone jewelry store.
Mm-hmm. So I was happy to see Kay's, step up and make that commitment to the town. Also over in the, Crossroads area, but on the north side of State Route 69, we saw Lindo Mexico open, which is a fantastic Mexican restaurant. They have a location up in Prescott, and then opened their secondary location in Prescott Valley. And
Sheila, have you gone there?
I haven't, but I've heard nothing but good things. I keep hearing that I have to go because it's so good.
You know, I'm not really into Mexican food, and I went there about 2 weeks ago, and it was awesome.
Really?
The food was just not your classic Mexican food. It was just a little bit different.
My parents brought home, I think they said it was the Mexican nachos or something, and I was like, nachos? So it was kind of like a different take on fajitas a little bit, and I had the leftovers, and that was really good, but I haven't actually gone to the restaurant.
Yeah, it truly is, and I encourage everyone, just go by and just give them a shot, because it's something different.
I agree.
That's what we need.
And that one, if you're interested in eating there, that one's going to be, as I said, on the north side of 69. It's in the same L-shaped plaza with SAS Shoes, with the Verizon Wireless store. Yes. Just kind of give people a little bit of a wayfinding information there. And in that same little L-shaped plaza, there was a smaller store called You Break, I Fix that opened.
Right.
That one is a cell phone repair shop. You know, if you're like me, you utilize that with great frequency. They also repair, you know, laptops, iPads, those types of things. We saw an Advanced Auto Parts open over. This one's going to be off of Glassford Hill, across from the Maverick, across Lakeshore Drive from the Maverick. That Advanced Auto, I think it might have technically opened in December of 2017, but we'll give them some loving.
I actually just went there the other day because I had the check engine light come on my car. And they came out, they checked it for me, and they said it was basically the gas cap or something.
Oh, great.
Something weird like that. But very nice, awesome. So I had a great experience there.
Yeah, well, and I've utilized the same. Whenever I get a little light that comes on, tells me something's going on, they come out and tell me what it is. So, and then we also saw a restaurant called Gabriella's Ristorante open.
Yes.
Now, I had mentioned earlier in the show that restaurants are an area that we are very deficient in town. I am so thrilled to see a local business person like Jim Cabrell, who's also the owner of Gabby's Grill, Gabby's Kitchen, and the caterer at the event center. He took the risk to open the Gabriella's Restaurante. And for folks who have not been there, it's over. It's a little off the beaten path. It's over on the corner of Valley and Grizzly Bear across from Alvarez Tire. It is just a fantastic homemade Italian restaurant, and I believe they're open for dinner. I can't remember, Tuesdays through Thursdays.
Right? No,
or something.
I've heard that, and I've heard that if you want to go there, be prepared to wait because it's a popular place.
It's been there several times. Jim, they're the official caterers at our event center.
Yes, absolutely.
And it was their dream. This was their dream restaurant, so they put a lot of love into it.
No, absolutely. And you put the passion in the food, and people. I've heard not one bad thing about it. People just love going there.
Oh, it's super yummy.
So that's terrific.
Well, and then the last thing, this is really more January of this year, but I'd be remiss to not mention that Arizona Downs, which is off of 89A, out by the old county fairgrounds.
Yep, used to be called Yavapai Downs.
Used to be called Yavapai Downs, correct. Arizona Downs is now open for Sunday brunch. I believe you might need to make a reservation. I'm not sure. Check in on their Facebook page to find out what the process is.
I've been there.
And you've been everywhere.
That is awesome. How was it?
I love food. And actually, I took a bunch of pictures because I wanted to Facebook about it. Ever since I got this job, I'm so into on the work one that I have let go of my personal one. But I wanted to definitely Facebook it because the food was amazing.
So you went for brunch?
Yes. I went for brunch. And we actually got there at 10 o'clock thinking that it opened at 10. It didn't open until 11. So they were very nice.
You were
very
first in line.
Yes, we were. But it's got an amazing view.
Yes, absolutely.
And
does.
So they said they're still getting ready for their summer opening, but the food was all super yummy.
Did you have a Bloody Mary?
I didn't. I didn't have any alcohol, but I saw the picture of that with the burger and everything. It was kind of crazy, but we had their brunch. So
nice.
Didn't order off of the menu, but they had other items that you could just order for breakfast.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Looked amazing. So I'm definitely going to go back and try those. But and usually, like, you know, they had eggs there, and usually eggs are kind of in a buffet, but they were actually so good. I was like,
wow.
Okay, we definitely have to come back here for brunch.
Absolutely.
And I live out in Coyote Springs, so it was super close.
Perfect.
Nice. And they're hoping to open up a Memorial Day weekend mm-hmm. for the race season. So that's going to be exciting. Then we'll have races out there, and that's going to draw a lot to Prescott Valley. So that is
they
definitely exciting.
They don't have a name for their restaurant yet. And I don't know if they've picked a winner or whatever. I think it was over, but you could write in a name, suggest a name for their restaurant. So I'm not sure if they picked it yet. But I thought that was pretty cool, giving people a chance
Absolutely.
To name the restaurant.
And it's just something exciting because Prescott Valley hasn't had racing or horse racing in so long.
Mm-hmm.
So be able to bring something to the area that we don't have. And hopefully based off of how the response is for brunch, that things are just going to be just going upward trending. For
yeah,
that.
I definitely want the word out because I want them to keep it.
Absolutely.
Right. When I think the brunch, starting with the brunch, it's kind of their soft open working
right.
up to the May opening of the track. And you're 100% right, Mayor. That's going to be a huge economic driver for the town. I'm very excited about that. So I don't think that encompasses every single business that opened in Prescott Valley in 2018, but it's certainly some of the highlights. But the truth is, whether it is a locally owned business, whether it is a national chain, if the need is there, we are absolutely happy to have you in.
No, that's terrific. I mean, the door is certainly open.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sheila, what do we have going on coming up at the event center?
So, right now is the AIA State Basketball Championships, and it's been a little crazy.
It has been. I mean, the parking lot's been pretty full for the last few
days. People come from all around Arizona to watch their kids, you know, in their state championships.
And
that's
exciting.
That's huge. Yeah, it's very exciting.
And while they do that, they fill our hotel rooms and they eat out at our restaurants.
Yeah, it's very good for tourism, and I would love to be able to work with, you know, hotels more and restaurants more to, you know, maybe get not just for things like this, but for our other events like
Absolutely.
PBR or rodeo or anything else, concerts, to try and get more people, because if we pull from the surrounding areas, we'll actually sell out. So
no,
we had two sellout events last year, and that's huge because, you know, it's, you know, we're trying to get back to where we were.
We just have that upward trend. That's all. And I think it's a multi-prong approach, I think, with getting the advertising out there, getting people
Absolutely.
To know what's going on and generate that buzz. That's going to draw people out. I always hear, hey, there's nothing really to do. There's nowhere to go. Or, you know,
and we're working really hard to get, you know, quality acts in, and everybody's always asking for concerts. So actually we have some concerts coming up. So that's exciting.
Are we going to be able to talk about that?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's hear that.
So for concerts, well, our first one in March 30th is actually a Spanish language concert. So, we have a lot of, you know, that demographic in the area, and, you know, they don't always have things to do.
No, absolutely. They're sometimes pushed off over to the Moose Lodge or the Elks Lodge, and they have their little concerts. Or the Bill Cotton one.
Yeah.
Yes, and it is a huge hit and a huge draw.
So I can't say the actual name because I know I will butcher it, but it's basically Latin dance, and it's all ages, so
nice.
That's exciting. 15 and under is actually free with a paid adult. So it's from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. So apparently things don't even start until like 10 p.m. So
I might just bring my three-year-old twins and just keep them up until like 1 o'clock in the morning. Exactly. There ain't nothing wrong with that. So.
Yeah, but I mean, it should be a fun time. And so for the next concert, we have April 20th, Beatles/Beach Boys tribute concert.
Ooh.
So
have we had them before?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so. That sounds exciting because tribute bands are, I mean, a huge
usually
hit.
A lot of fun. It's always great when you can sing along, you know, and you know all the words. So we're excited.
Well, it doesn't get
that.
Much better than the Beatles and the Beach Boys. Come on.
I mean, there's a great combination right there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're going to hold you off, though, on that last. You have one concert coming up after that we'll talk about, but don't say what it is yet. We're going to go to break right now. And you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Stay tuned to find out what the final announcement for our concert is.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
February is 0% month at Lamb Chevrolet. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We're saying no to finance charges so you can say yes to the Chevy car or truck of your dreams. Lamb Chevrolet, in partnership with GM Financial, is excited to announce 0% on some of our most popular models. All 2018 1500 Silverados now have 0% for 72 months and a $1,000 rebate. 2018 Silverado HD Crew Cabs, 0% for 60 months, plus a $2,000 rebate. That's 0% interest for 5 to 6 years on the new Silverado, Tahoe, Suburban, Equinox, Malibu, Cruise, and even more. Interest rates are going up, so hurry in and lock in your 0% interest while you still can during Lamb Chevrolet's 0% month. Visit LambChevrolet.com to find your new Chevy and lock in your 0%. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, your heart care team. You want the best when it comes to your heart care. Diagnostic testing, treatment, and follow-up care should be in the hands of an experienced team. At YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, our approach to superior cardiovascular care combines state-of-the-art technology with highly skilled, experienced physicians who have a passion for what they do. That means top quality care. And we'll work closely with your other healthcare providers to keep them informed every step of the way, all with the support of YRMC's comprehensive resources right at your side. Exceptional heart care with a caring touch. Convenient locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley. YRMC Physician Care Cardiology. Meet the team. You'll be in good hands. Visit YRMC.org to learn more.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. A House committee passes a bill expanding state lottery winner confidentiality. Representative Nancy Bartow's bill establishes a threshold for anonymity at $100,000. The Phoenix Republican tells the House Commerce Committee it's about keeping winners safe from threats and harassment. Citing incidents in New Hampshire, Bartow says,
defendant robbed home, murdered one person, shot another person.
Chase Bales with KPNX Channel 12 says,
by ensuring that we know who's winning the lottery, we know that the lottery and its winnings are not being doled out to friends, family of the lottery department.
Bartow's bill would provide confidentiality until the winner says it's okay to go public. The bill is headed next for House rules. A winter storm warning tomorrow night through Friday with light snow showers today and mostly sunny, chilling after bedtime to about 11. A mostly sunny and breezy high tomorrow near 36. But 2 to 4 inches of new snow tomorrow night, 8 to 12 more inches Thursday, possibly 4 to 8 more Thursday night, continuing early Friday with gray sky highs in the low to mid 30s tomorrow through Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same winter storm warning up to only 43 tomorrow, with light snow showers and a pre-dawn low near 15. Daily highs tomorrow through Friday in the low to mid-40s, 1 to 2 inches of snow expected late tomorrow night, 2 to 4 inches more Thursday, 2 to 4 more Thursday night, ending Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We're here with Ben Hooper, marketing or economic development coordinator from the town of Prescott Valley, and Sheila Anderson, the marketing manager from Findlay Toyota. And before we went to break, we were just talking about the different events that were coming to the Findlay Toyota Center. And one of the concerts Sheila's going to bring us up to speed on is...
So we, the last concert, is a George Strait tribute act.
And I just want to say, I love George Strait.
He's awesome.
Like, dude, I mean, I don't know if Ben's a
Even
country guy.
Even if you're
guy,
not big into country, you should love
and
George
I'm sure
Strait.
Link's not a country girl, but. But I love George Strait, and I know my wife loves George Strait, so that's exciting. So when's that coming?
That is in September, September 14th.
September 14th.
So a little ways away, but, we are actually working on another concert. In the summer, we don't have any information on it yet, but, I know
so
everybody keeps
secret.
Asking for concerts.
Sure,
yeah.
Everyone wants a concert and, not always, we can't always get everyone that we hope for. I mean, sometimes we just get priced out of the market.
Yeah. Some of these, stars are very expensive.
Sure.
No. But, yeah, we try to bring somebody that people in that at least, you know, the whole, everybody knows, or if it's a tribute band, you know, so you get a little of both, you know, it's not as expensive. The ticket isn't as expensive, but you're getting songs and a great night of entertainment.
Absolutely. And that's what it comes down to. And you see in the area over at Cliff Castle Casino, they do, you know, tribute bands all the time, and it works out well. So I could see it being very successful in the Prescott Valley area. And one of the benefits of, you know, the town being in the event center business, I say, is whatever can come to the event center then bleeds over and flows out into the community, and we get, you know, a surge in restaurants, a surge in hotel stays, and it just kind of drives that excitement, which is huge.
Absolutely, it helps everyone.
So... with that being said, back to Ben. Ben, if you're driving around Prescott Valley, you can't help but notice certain things that are kind of under construction or being built. One, for example, is if you're coming from Prescott, you'd notice at the corner of Prescott East Highway and 69, some things going on right there. There's some construction happening. Why don't you tell us about that and then kind of transition over to what's happening across from Wendy's?
Yeah, absolutely. So along State Route 69, as you said, over by Prescott East Highway, there's a new car wash called the Scrub Bot Car Wash. I don't have a specific opening date. They are going vertical. I guess when I really think about it, it's not that surprising. Some of the most time-consuming construction the structure is pretty easy. It's inside of it with a car wash. I think they were thinking a 4 to 6 month construction schedule, and if that stays online, then maybe this summer we will see that open. They bought a 2-acre lot. They're developing an acre of it into a car wash, and then there's another acre that is available for sale right next to it at the
yeah,
corner.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I would expect another business is going to see that opportunity and scoop that up pretty quick. In active construction going vertical is the Dunkin' Donuts Baskin-Robbins. That's going to be a crossover concept in the same building over on Glassford Hill at the corner of Glassford Hill and Center Court.
Right.
That's right next to the Hampton Inn.
You keep hearing about that. I mean, it's exciting.
Everybody's excited about Dunkin' Donuts. They cannot wait.
We've heard about Dunkin' Donuts coming in for quite some time, and so they were finally able to pull the trigger and get things moving. And in addition to that Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins in the same building, there's going to be a small patio, a shared patio.
Right.
And then on the other side of it is going to be a Mod Pizza. So that's a fast casual pizza concept. Mod, I believe, is an acronym, made on demand. I had the opportunity to eat at one of their Phoenix locations.
Nice.
It was maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or something. It's delicious. I can't wait to have them in town.
It's funny because I was at a class a couple weeks ago, and there was someone there, a council member from Sierra Vista. And they just opened a Mod Pizza in Sierra Vista.
Nice.
And I asked him, hey, what's the story? How is it? And he said, you would not believe the number of people that go to this, go in, buy 4, 5, 6 pizzas, and walk out, where everyone's getting their own, basically like a Subway version of pizza. You get to go there, you put whatever toppings you want on it, they throw it in their super fast oven, three, so 4 minutes
like
later.
Personal sizes.
Yep. And yes. I think it's 11 inches what they consider the personal. And so for me, I mean, it was, I ate 3/4 of it and then had the rest of the snack later that night.
That?
You know, oh yeah, it was perfect. And to your point, you can put as many toppings as you want on it for the same price. I mean,
you
can't beat
that.
You
can't go wrong on that. You literally just go in and order
it. That is like a Subway of pizza.
It's like a Subway model of pizza. So
well,
that's exciting.
I think it should be open in time for some of these summer concerts and summer events over at the event center. You know, it's just down and around the corner. So we're excited for that.
Oh, speaking of food, actually, we now have Philly cheesesteaks and meatball sandwiches over at Papa John's in that. So we've always kind of had the same thing, but not a, a lot of people know, but everybody who has them says they love them. So,
over at the event center where the for food. So you go there for an event, you can then now get
Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak.
Or a meatball sub.
Or a meatball sub. Sold by Papa John's.
Yeah, or one of their pizzas. But
or
we haven't had a new menu item for a little while.
Right,
so
no, that's kind
exciting.
Of exciting. Because Papa John's just came back into Prescott Valley.
Correct.
After being gone for, I believe it was probably 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. I think. Coincidentally enough, they actually got the same exact location as when they left three or 4 years ago. So that kind of worked out pretty good for them.
Well, and it's surprising with how quick real estate goes. You know, usually if there's an open space release, it gets scooped up quick. And, you know, speaking of open spaces for available, we've also seen a couple of our big box stores recently repurposed or in the process of being repurposed.
Absolutely.
Really happy that our former Kmart, I don't even want to keep calling it the former Kmart because now it is just Pruitt's Fine Furniture. It is a furniture store out of the Valley. A lot of folks that are from the Phoenix area likely recognize the Pruitt's name.
Yes.
They've been in Phoenix for over 60 years, and they have a great product that ranges, you know, for all kinds of people's wallets.
No, absolutely. And the good thing is it's not like a fly-by-night furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
These folks have been around for 60 years. They've recognized the need in Prescott Valley and decided to say, hey, we're going to invest because they're not leasing the building. Am I correct?
Correct.
They came out and they purchased that
building. They purchased it. They're putting the money in to revamp it and give it a bit of a facelift.
Right.
And then they have a whole parking lot that they certainly don't need that full size of a parking lot to park for the furniture store that perhaps we'll see some additional businesses in the coming years. So, you know, I'm really pleased to see a company like Pruitt's coming in and making this kind of investment into the town.
Which is huge.
It is.
Do they manufacture their own, or do they carry other manufacturers?
They carry other manufacturers, and it runs the gamut as far as the,
all different
the
styles
quality and price.
Quiet.
And it definitely covers.
Very cool.
I want to say that the Phoenix store was, correct me if I'm wrong, around 40,000, 50,000 square feet, and the Kmart building here in Prescott Valley is a little bit bigger of a building.
The full square footage is 110,000 square feet. It's just a monster of a building. Their showroom will take up about 80,000 square feet, which I think is about 20,000 more than their existing one. So they really see this as being their Northern Arizona hub. I mean,
they will
market this store across the entire state, you know, from Pace and Sholo up to Flag and over to here. And we are seeing that people are coming over from around Northern Arizona to shop at our stores.
Absolutely. Because you think about it, they don't have this quality furniture store in Flagstaff or Kingman or certainly over in the Cottonwood area. So people are going to drive over here and go to the store in Prescott Valley as opposed to making a trek down the hill to Phoenix. So that's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then the other big box that has recently been announced will be repurposed is the former Albertsons or Hagen's. It was both at one time. That one was picked up by the Heights Church, which has an existing location over in Prescott. It is a church that's just growing by leaps and bounds, and they needed a secondary location, and recognizing that a lot of their members come from the Prescott Valley region, whether it's Prescott Valley or Dewey or unincorporated areas, they saw Prescott Valley as an excellent option for a second location. And so, again, you know, they are looking at how do we make that investment in the community, not just from a monetary perspective, but with both the Heights and Pruitts, you know, how can we support the community? What can we do to get involved and help the residents of Prescott Valley?
And that's awesome because, you know, I hear people talk to me every day about their thoughts and what they want to see the direction of Prescott Valley go. And I get mixed versions or mixed views on the Heights coming to Prescott Valley. And I think it's amazing. I think it's an opportunity because the Heights recognize that Prescott Valley is a place to make their commitment. And every Sunday they're going to have, you know, hundreds of people come into the downtown area of Prescott Valley. And then after church, I remember when I was a little kid, you know, my grandma would take me, you know, to a restaurant or we'd go to a store, we'd go shopping. And it was just, you know, still family time. Mm-hmm. And that's huge. People that would not normally come to Prescott Valley who would maybe perhaps from Dewey take Fane Road and bypass us if they were going to the church over by the golf course. So this is an opportunity for Prescott Valley just to build off of that. And hopefully the businesses recognize that. And I'm sure that soon the people will understand that as well. So.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. And I think between these new businesses that are being repurposed and then the Talking Glass apartments, which are opening in the next few months,
yes.
214-unit apartment complex, the first residential build right in downtown Prescott Valley, it's going to bring a whole new level of vibrancy and just feel to the area. I'm really excited to see how things progress through 2019.
It's going to be good for the event center, too. Because literally, people that are there, how can you not want to go to an event right across the street? I mean, you can just walk there, literally walk there, and enjoy a night of whatever type of entertainment there is.
Absolutely.
And I tell people, we're home to the NAZ Suns, and I'm not really a basketball person. And I still bought tickets, and I still show up, and I have a great time because it's such, you know, a good time just watching people interact and the crowd interact with the players. The players are amazing athletes, and it's just an overall good time. And I encourage anyone, just go out and just try and support what's local so we can explain and we can show others, hey, this is what Prescott Valley has and we can support it. So that's what makes it so important to the area, I think so.
Well, and I'm right with you on that one, Mayor. I was never really a huge basketball fan, but boy, are those Suns games a blast. And I'm actually, my wife's birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday, Hope.
Hope, happy birthday.
And I'm taking her to the Suns. And, awesome. You know, again, she doesn't like basketball either, but we have a great time there. It's just, it's a fun time.
I'm not a basketball person, but
right.
You know what? It's very fast paced sport.
It is. Absolutely.
You know,
is.
It's there's always action going on.
And when you're done, you don't sit in a line to get out. You know, you don't wait 40 minutes at like a professional,
exactly.
You know,
sure.
the leagues.
We have
and
great
you,
parking.
You leave and you're home in 5 minutes.
So we have a game tonight, right? I believe. Is there a game tonight or is it?
No, it's actually tomorrow night.
So tomorrow night's the first night of the week. Okay, and hopefully they'll beat the snow coming in.
Yeah,
so that's going to be important. But
yes.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's happening at the event center, what we're hoping to see, and we'll go from there. We'll pick up with Sheila and Ben. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Right now, we've got some monumental deals on some of our most popular models. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue Sport, for only $21,977. Or save over $7,800 off MSRP on the 2018 Murano all-wheel drive. The 2018 Maxima is also priced to move with over 20% off MSRP. That's over $7,000 in savings. Or ride the fuel-efficient 2018 Kicks for only $17,937. How
about a new crew cab 4x4 pickup with a low payment. With $3,000 down, you can lease a 2019 Frontier for just $314 per month or a 2019 Titan for just $349 per month. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Lease offers exclude tax, title, license. Must finance through NMAC. Expires February 28, 2019 on approved credit.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Play High Low at Cliff Castle Casino, and you can win a share of over $30,000 in cash and prizes. Earn entries all month and bonus entries on Tuesdays. Drawings start on Sunday, February 24th at 4 p.m. with progressive cash prizes each hour through 9 p.m. At 8 p.m., you can win $5,000 cash, and at 9 p.m., one lucky winner walks away with $10,000 cash. Be one of the 30 winners on February 24th playing High Low. Visit CliffCastleCasino.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
All right, everyone, we're finishing up today's... What do we call today? Whatever we're doing, we're finishing up today's jam session, keeping up with Kel. And we're going to go to Sheila. Tell us what's going on right now or what's going to be coming up.
So a couple of our other events going on. We have the... a big, huge wrestling tournament that's actually for anyone can enter. It's called Terminator World Championships. It's put on by Rocky Mountain Nationals. So that's going to be up on our website soon. Still working on that. But we also have the Crossroads of the West Gun Show. That's April 13th and 14th, Saturday and Sunday. We also have the YCCA Home and Garden Show, which is usually really popular. It's free. So that's May 17th, 18th, and 19th. And we also have the Gem and Mineral Show that's going to be August 2nd, but we're adding new things all the time. So head to our website.
Yeah, and absolutely. So if anyone missed any of those, how do we get a hold of you on the website?
FinleyToyotaCenter.com. And we also have our Facebook page that has a lot of our Facebook events. So I would always... encourage you to like our page so we are always top of mind for you and you get notified of any events. We also have Event Insider where it's our email, so you will get any contests, any event announcements, notifications, things like that. So highly
awesome.
Encourage you to do that.
All right, folks, we're going to be finishing up. So if you find us on Facebook or look me up at Mayor Kel Palguda, if you have any questions, that'd be great. And as always, I look forward to seeing you guys next month. So have a great night and be safe out there on Thursday with the snow.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.